the Women in Trucking Update.
To mentor and encourage and to support. That's what we're all about.
It's time for another Women in Trucking Update, number 7 to be exact. I'm your host, David Lane, and the last time we checked in with president and founder of the Women in Trucking Association, Ellen Voya, she was at a truck driving school working hard for her CDL. So let's check in with her and find out if she was successful. Ellen, welcome back to The Driver. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Dave.
So the big question we all want to ask is, are you the proud owner of a CDL?
I have a Class A commercial driver's license with air brakes, combination, doubles and triples, and tanker endorsements.
Man, you're loaded.
The only thing I didn't get was the hazmat, but...
Oh, I thought you said you had that.
Well, I passed the test for hazmat, but I didn't do the fingerprinting.
I'm not even going to go down that road.
Well, I can do that in the future, but since I hadn't done all the requirements by the time I actually passed the test, they didn't include it on my license. So they said, well, even though you passed the test, you got to do these other things. So there's quite a bit involved to get your hazmat endorsement. But the test wasn't that difficult, so I know that if I need to do it, I'll have to go back and get it.
Well, now that you're done, what are your thoughts on the whole truck driving school experience?
Well, you know, the funny thing was it was a lot of fun. I knew it would be hard work, and it really was a lot of hard work. The class that I went to at Cuyahoga Community College in Cleveland was actually an expedited class. So it was a 3-week class, but they were 11-hour days. So we started at 7 in the morning and finished at 6 at night with an hour for lunch. But the first week of the class was basically in the classroom learning the rules, the regulations, how to do a pre-trip inspection and what to look for. A lot of videos, a lot of PowerPoint presentations, and a lot of talking and just learning. And then at the end of the first week, we went and took our written test for the CDL. So that was the easy week. The second week, I would say, would be the most difficult. The second week was all out on the skills pad. So there will be one truck set up just for straight line backing, one set up for parallel parking, one set up for alley dock backing, and then one for crossover backing. So we would be out there in this skills pad killing cones, running over cones, which was a lot of fun. I actually got the nickname the Coninator because I killed so many orange cones. But the second week was the hardest because it really involved getting in the truck, backing, and then you would hop out. I mean, you'd shift to go forward, you'd put it in first gear, and then you'd shift to put it, you know, in reverse, and then you'd do the backing, and you'd pull it forward, and you'd back up, and you'd pull it forward, and what they called it was bending and unbending the rig. And then when you thought that you were in the right position, you would get out, and you'd walk around your truck, make sure you hadn't, you know, knocked over any cones or encroached the cones. And then when you were, you know, when you were completely done, you'd get back in the truck and start it all over again. So the second week was so physically demanding. I lost 8 pounds, and I was eating like a truck driver, but it was in the truck, out of the truck, you know, hopping in and out, shifting, doing a lot of steering. My neck hurt, my shoulder hurt, and my left knee hurt from all the shifting. So that was very physically demanding, but very rewarding once I finally figured out how to do it. And then the third week, we actually went out on the road. We did a little bit of out on the road on the second week, but mostly the third week was concentrated on driving out on the highways, learning how to do emergency stops, learning how to make sure that your placement on the road is right so that you're not, you know, impeding traffic, and making sure that you are able to, you know, do lane changes, which are lane changes are intimidating because it's really hard to see everything around you. So by the end of the third week, I was ready and took my CDL test at a place in Canton, Ohio, a third-party examiner, and I'm good to go.
Okay, let's see. Physically demanding, eating like a truck driver, 11-hour days. Did you get a 72-hour restart?
You know, we did get weekends off, so that was a good thing.
Okay, so you've had a taste of what drivers go through on a daily basis. Does this give you a new understanding or maybe a better appreciation of trucking?
The biggest appreciation that I have, Dave, is that the four-wheelers out there don't have a clue. And I've always been sensitive to the big rigs, and I've always given them lots of room, but it's just amazing how stupid people are around a big truck. They don't care. It's almost like they're kamikaze drivers because they swing in and out of your blind space and, you know, come right against you, stop right in front of you, pull out right in front of you, sit right behind your back bumper. I mean, it's like, what are these people trying to do, kill themselves? They don't understand the dynamics of an 18-wheeler.
Yeah, if we could just get that through everybody's head.
You know, they did say that everyone who has gone through truck driving school, whether they make it or not, the one thing that everyone learns is that they learn to appreciate how insensitive the four-wheelers are to big rigs out on the road.
Well, talk about some of the difficulties, even if you do pass and receive your CDL. What about finding a job right now?
That is the worst part. Here I am. The reason I went to truck driving school was to write a book about what to expect, what you'll learn, how to choose a school, how to get a job afterwards, things like that. And one of my fellow students, his name was John, and he passed everything on the first try. He was a motorhead. I mean, he loved cars, loved trucks, loved engines, was real good, got his CDL, and he has had a hard time finding a job. And most of the companies are saying, we're just not hiring right now. So, yeah, the economy has affected it, and I even though there's always going to be a need for truck drivers, right now it's really slowed down.
Well, I'm kind of curious. Maybe you can tell us what it takes to pass the exam today. Are there any major changes from years past?
You know, drivers have told me, like, I had to know identify 90 items on the pre-trip inspection. I've heard different stories where they've had to identify more or less. You have to actually walk around the truck and point out, like, the alternator and tell them whether it's gear-driven or belt-driven and what you're looking for that could go wrong with it. I think there's been some changes in that, but one of the changes, I took my CDL in Ohio, and they used to have to do something called a serpentine back. Picture, like, you know, backing to the right, back to the left, back to the right, back to the left. I didn't have to do that. And I know in some states they still require that. What I did have to do was I had to parallel park. And my tractor trailer unit was 62 feet long, and the parallel parking cones were supposed to be 15 feet, so I should have had 77 feet. Well, the examiner misread the paperwork, thought my trailer was shorter, and only gave me a 72-foot space. So I actually parallel parked a tractor trailer rig in a space with only 5 feet extra on the front and the back. So that was quite a challenge. But the tests now include parallel parking, and then another one, which I love doing, is called Alley Dock, where you are at a 90-degree angle and you have to bend the trailer so that you can backing into an alley and you're at a 90-degree angle and you have to straighten out. So that one I actually thought was kind of fun. But the most crucial part is the physical, and that's where, you know, you can lose your CDL because of a physical. And so my physical is good for 2 years, but they're giving conditional physicals to drivers who might have, like, high blood pressure, things like that. So they're a lot more sensitive to drivers' health issues now. So I guess that would be, for drivers who have been in the industry, that would probably be their biggest concern. I know drivers that have, you know, they're scared to death because they've got a physical coming up and they're worried about their blood pressure, or they're worried about, you know, sleep apnea or whatever, and they're afraid that the DOT physical is going to, you know, somehow keep them from driving a truck, which it certainly can.
Shifting gears here, we talked last year about you meeting with the folks in D.C., and now that a different administration is in place, is there any positive legislation you're seeing?
Well, there's a couple things that are really in the forefront right now. President Obama has, let's say, he has taken a step back to review a lot of the legislation. So I know that the electronic onboard recorders, that was going to be, everyone assumed they were going to get mandated. I think he's taking a step back. However, I know that Schneider National is already moving forward and just going ahead and putting them in the trucks, and I think other carriers will follow suit because they're anticipating it somewhere down the road. The other thing that I'm real pleased about is that President Obama has made the infrastructure a priority. So I think that drivers are going to see roads being better taken care of, and at least I hope. If the promises come true, I think that our highways will be a priority, and maybe that will take care of some of the congestion, some of the bad roads and the bridge problems.
Well, Ellen, thanks for joining us, and just kind of wondering where you might be next time or what you might be up to.
You never know, Dave. You never know.
Are you going to be able to use your CDL?
You know, my assistant, Shar, at Women in Trucking, her husband's an owner-operator, and I said, Dick, I really want to go with you on some runs and keep, you know, practicing. So he has offered to let me come with and make some deliveries with him. He's got some pickups that are only a day. And so, yeah, I want to. I want to continue to you know, hone my skills and make sure that I can actually do it.
Well, either way, I know you now have a better understanding of what drivers face.
A real appreciation for what all our drivers on America's roads do every day. It's just amazing.
If you have questions or something you want us to dig into and talk about, just call our toll-free vent line anytime at 1-877-EZ2-VENT. That's toll-free, 1-877-392-8368. And if you're into blogging, you can comment or subscribe to the Update Podcast at witupdate.blogspot.com. Thanks again, and until next time, I'm David Lane.